We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Are you hungry? How often do you become hungry during the course of the day? Everyone at some point in the day becomes hungry. Probably around 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., our stomachs start to growl. The next thing that comes to mind is this question: what am I going to eat today? What will satisfy my hunger? When we do find that which will satisfy our appetite, it doesn't last long, maybe a few hours or so. Later, we're hungry again. This cycle repeats itself 7 times during the day, for some through the night. On the following day, after Jesus had gotten into a boat with his disciples, after walking on the water in John chapter 6, verses 15 through 22, the people sought him. In John chapter 6, verse 26, Jesus answered them and said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled." Jesus referenced the feeding of the 5,000 and shared with them that they should not labor for the food that perishes, but labor for the food that endures to eternal life. Where is the food that Jesus is talking about? The crowd misunderstood Jesus' prohibition in verse 27, "Do not labor," which caused Jesus to remind them that a focus on material blessings is wrong. The crowd still wanted Jesus to perform a sign that they might believe. The crowd shared with Jesus that their fathers ate manna, the bread from heaven. Their conversation set the stage for Jesus to redirect their focus. Have you ever ate something that you thought would fill you only to be disappointed? Jesus shared with the crowd that Moses did not give them the bread from heaven. The bread that Moses provided was temporary and perished and was only a shadow of what was right before them, the true bread from heaven that came from the Father. In John chapter 6, verse 33, Jesus said, "For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." Their response was, "Lord, give us this bread always." Jesus shared with them that he was the bread of life, and if they would come to him, they would never hunger again, and if they believed in him, they would never thirst. Even though Jesus clearly explained the truth to them, they were still blind to the spiritual relevance of his teaching. Don't be like the crowd. If you are hungry, have not accepted Christ, it's time for you to be filled. Eat the bread of life. Believe in him as the Savior of the world and quench your thirst. Get full today. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement is a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony, Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.